Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. You know, last night's game is really what should have happened in San Jose the couple nights before. You know, it's really easy when teams are, as Razor Ray likes to say, the bottom feeders, the teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. You know, sometimes it's easy to go in a game like that with the mentality that you're just so talented, you don't need to show up. And it kind of felt that way a couple days ago with the San Jose Sharks. Actually, both meetings with the San Jose Sharks at first. But in the end, the grit and the tenacity of what we are always came through. The better team came through. The overtime victories. I mean, the games were both incredible. And we picked up the points we needed. So right now on this road trip, we have 4 points out of a possible 6 points. We play the LA Kings tonight, another late nighter. So hopefully we can pick up those. But what's the most important thing? We are still number one in the division. We are still playing our brand of hockey. We are still scoring goals. And the biggest part of today's podcast, I wanted to touch on the trade deadline. You know, I know what happens with the trade deadline. You know, the trade deadline is come and gone. How many fans are like, we should have done more and we should have got out and got more people? Remember, it's so easy to play a Monday morning GM and think we know what's best. But remember, that's why the GM gets paid the big bucks he does. Because there are things that you and I, as mere mortals, we'll never quite understand when it comes to cap space and things we're looking for. And, you know, at the end of the day, were certain players worth it? I mean, a lot of these teams went out and, once again, what did they do? They went out and got bigger names and they made all these splashes. And we did what we always do. You know, Jim Neal being the silent assassin. You know, getting Chris Tanev was what we absolutely needed at the trade deadline. Our defense had been rocked a little bit. We had some injuries. Hakanpää just barely got back in the lineup. And we needed one more D-man to solidify that defense going down the stretch. And as far as, you know, Tyler Seguin being hurt right now, we went to the well of youth, you know, so to speak. We went to the draft picks did for us. Once again, the well of youth paid dividends. I mean, we could talk about Logan Stankoven all day, but the point is, great GMs know what to do. And I will probably beat this one to death about when you're getting ready for the draft, knowing where the diamonds of the in the rough are. And that's what Jim Neal does. I mean, look at it. I mean, he's 5'8". Everyone just kind of said, oh, he's not big enough. And Logan just kind of showed that he's everything. He may not be big, but he's strong. He's not scared to get in the gritty situations. And that was just the answer right now as Tyler gets better. And we didn't have to go spend an arm and a leg to go out and get somebody that is older and may or may not be still in the prime of their game. See, that's the problem. It's so easy in any sport to go get a big name for a quick fix. And I'm really grateful to have a GM that understands that. You know, a young guy that's showing promise. And you gave him some time in the underleagues, like the AHL, the WHL. You know, gave him some time to figure himself out, to be ready to come up here. It's a matter of incredible patience when you're being a great hockey club. And Dallas is proving that they're up there with the elite clubs. Now, I know the big trophy at the end of the line is we want a Stanley Cup, and I see that coming. I really believe it's coming. But I believe it's one of those things of, we get one cup, we're going to get another cup. We are very similar to what happened in Tampa Bay years ago. If you look at all the Stanley Cups they won in the first like 3 or 4 years before it happened, there was a lot of bumps and bruises along the way to get where they were. And that's kind of like how baseball works too. I mean, obviously, living in Texas, we finally got one with the Rangers, a World Series. But it all boils down to trusting the process. And every year, if you get a little bit better, you start to see what's happening. The only sport in this town that I won't watch anymore, that I have totally given up, is our NFL franchise. You know, I won't even say the name. Everyone knows the name of our NFL franchise in the Dallas area. I'm not even warranting them any credit, because it's just a vicious cycle of the same old stuff. But with the Stars, it's not. We made it to the Western Conference Final last year. We played a hell of a series against the Kraken before that, that I know made us a little bit tired, but we got there, we got to 6 games, so we lost. But this year, our offense throughout the whole year is showing so much more promise. And toward at the end of the All-Star break, at the All-Star break in the beginning of the second half, it was our defense that struggled. And that's why you pick up a guy like Chris Tanev to help. Although he did score a goal last night, his first goal in his second game in a Stars sweater. But what happens is defense activates offense, and all that good stuff comes together. Anyway, this is probably one of my longer podcasts, because I had a time to really think about it this morning as I'm waking up to go do my day job, which one day I hope that maybe these podcasts and me get activated in this world, that maybe I won't have to do my day job anymore. That's probably wishful thinking. Please keep subscribing, guys. Please keep being a part of this. I think that this is getting to be a very good podcast. And the people that I talked to on the train the other day coming home from the game, I'm sorry I didn't get your names, but thanks for following me. And I do hope it continues, because this is becoming a great, great opportunity. Go Stars.